From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. and South Korea show some force of their own. In a show of force, U.S. and South Korean troops fired deep strike precision missiles off South Korea's east coast Wednesday. South Korea's military leader later released previously shot video showing the test firing of sophisticated South Korean missiles and a computer-generated image depicting a North Korean flag in flames with a backdrop of a major building in Pyongyang, North Korea's capital. North Korea Wednesday said it successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile and proves it can carry a large nuclear warhead. Leader Kim Jong-un said Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs are not up for negotiation. The missile flew less than 40 minutes, gaining an altitude of more than 2,800 kilometers and a distance of more than 900 kilometers. But RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it is not now a direct threat to the U.S. mainland.
We do have to remember, though, that this missile only had about a 6,500-kilometer range from what people are estimating, which would allow them to reach parts of Alaska, but certainly not to either Hawaii or the continental United States. So they've still got a ways to go before they really have a threat to the United States other than in Alaska.
The UN Security Council, which has prohibited the North's missile and nuclear programs and imposed sanctions on North Korea, will hold an emergency meeting later Wednesday in the Security Council. That is scheduled to take place in the next few hours. This is VOA News.